And today I'd like to just say a few words because I see we are already joyful. I could see smiles on our faces as Heather was drilling us. Joy to the world. And I made a mistake the first time. I thought we were going to sing the whole hymn. And I'm sure many of us did the same. So today, according to the liturgy, it's called Rejoice Sunday. Sunday of joy, rejoice. And you can see that from the Christmas wreath. When we started 3 Sundays ago, we only had one candle. And right now we have 2 candles yet to be lit and 3 candles. So it shows that we are very much, very close. And whether or not you are prepared, you've done your Christmas shopping or not, we are almost here. And before you know it, we'll be lighting this other candle. And that is why the church fathers have thought about what this Sunday is called, and it is called Rejoice Sunday. And you see that from our reading. You also see that in our memory verse. Rejoice, again, I say what? Rejoice. Can you turn to somebody and say to the person, rejoice? Rejoice. That is what today is all about, rejoice. And in the book of Zephaniah, the prophet begins by saying, sing aloud, O Jerusalem, sing aloud. Sing aloud, O Jerusalem. So today is about joy. And maybe you might be here this morning and you don't see reasons to be joyful. You don't see any reason to smile. In fact, there's a story about a Presbyterian worship. And in that worship, what the minister did, and I wasn't going to do that today, was to give everybody a balloon. And then he said to them, at any time in the course of the service, if you feel joyful, just release your balloon. And what happened was that as the service continued, a few balloons went up. But at the end of the worship, about one third of the balloons did not go up. Because as Presbyterians, they were not supposed to be very expressive. They were not supposed to shout, hallelujah, praise the Lord, in the course of the worship. So they didn't release their balloon. But I would like to say to us this morning, release your balloon. Release it. Express your joy to the Lord. Because if you think about how the year started, many of us have been through so many things. For young people, at the beginning of the year, you've been through school. And I'm sure school is hard work, isn't it? It's hard work, but it is also exciting. It's also exciting because you sit around adults who have gone through the same kind of experiences. You sit around teachers who are there to support you. You sit around aunties and uncles and parents, grandparents, who are there to guide you, to provide support to you. We need to rejoice and be glad in the Lord because we are privileged. If you travel around the world and see what people go through, in fact, every day of your life, you will be putting up a smile. You know again and again that we can't complain. In fact, we can't complain because even when you complain, nobody's going to hear. So we have to be joyful in the Lord. We have to be excited about, you know, being people, God's people. And this season provides us with bountiful opportunity to be joyful. The joy we experience is not the joy that is only connected to hilarious laughter. It is joy that comes from God, from joy that comes from the knowledge of knowing who we are in God, knowing that we are loved, that God loves us. And maybe you might be here this morning, there's no reason, you don't find any reason to be joyful. You've had a hard day, a hard year. You've had a hard time. But you know, you are loved by God. You are eternally loved by God. I posted something last 2 years, and thank God for Facebook. They reminded me again of what I posted last 2 years, where I said that God will consistently do what he says he will do. God will completely do what he says he will do. God is constant. He does not change. As he was yesterday, so he is today, and so he shall be forever. By the time you look around your life, you will definitely see something that will give you joy. God has loved us. He cares so much. He provides for us. He heals. And even at the time where it looks like every door is closed, a door opens before us. He gave his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary for our sake. And that is really why we are gathering. That is why we have this season of Advent. That Jesus came, he died, he paid the price to give us eternal peace and eternal joy. And so as God's people, we need to live here today to spread joy, to spread hope, to spread peace in our community, to smile, to give people reasons to be joyful in the Lord. And today, for me, I have every reason to be joyful. I mean, so many reasons to be joyful. You had just wished me happy birthday, and just thinking about years past and what the Lord has done in my life and what he's doing in my life and family, there's every reason to give God thanks. And so I'm going to give you a wee moment just to think about your life. Think about your family and see if there is something you can remember that can make you smile this morning. I know there are so many other challenges you are facing as a person, as an individual. But just think about your life, where you were, where you are. Just think about that and see if there is something for which you can smile for. Is there something around your life? In our church family here in St. John's, in our community here in Kaluk, in our world, something that can give you joy. And there's a song I want to finish with this morning, and I hope I have the voice to sing this morning. It's written in Emission Praise 307. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. Okay, I'm sure Favor will help me from behind. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I'm sure there is a reason for us as a church family to rejoice. There is a reason for your family to be joyful. There is a reason for us as a community to celebrate Jesus. There is a reason for us to sing praise unto God with our hearts of hearts. And I said to the guild a few weeks ago that joy should be intentional. It is not something that should happen accidentally. You should make up your mind that in this Advent, you are going to be joyful. If you need to write it and paste it close to your bed, today I am going to be joyful. So that when you are waking up from bed, you look at it and you say, look, you can call your name and say, Elijah, I am going to be joyful today. No matter what happens, even if I slip off, even if the ice is so much on the road and I slip off, I am going to wake up smiling. I am going to be joyful. It is not pretension. It has to be intentional, knowing who we are in Christ. That God is always going ahead of us, and he knows the end from the beginning. We can be joyful. We can celebrate. We can be intentional. And that is really what the world needs to hear. That no matter what is happening in our world, our God is absolutely in control. Our God is not on sabbatical. That no matter what is happening in my life as an individual, The psalmist said, even though I fall 7 times, I will rise up 7 times. No matter what I am going through, God has not finished with me. There is always a reason to be thankful. There is always a reason to be joyful. Amen. And amen.